producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I'm in favor of vaccines. Do them over a longer period of time, same amount.
Thank you.
Just in little sections.
I think you're going to see
a big impact on autism.
That's Donald Trump causing the mainstream liberal press to go apoplectic, not because they disagree or agree with policies, because who knows what the policies of Donald Trump are, but the fact that he has observed vaccines being related, connected, close enough that raises suspicion in his mind of the link between vaccines and autism. Welcome, my friends, to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Next couple of hours of irreverence and, of course, speaking about that which we shall not speak about. We shall. Yes, we don't ever obey the social contract to not speak about vaccines and their ill impact on children. Are we Super Don?
Are we not supposed to talk about Lord Voldemort? Is that what you're saying?
But that's the level to which the leftist intelligentsia in the media, like at Huffington Post, are basically playing up a Harry Potter-like attempt to suppress speech on this issue. Just like they all say, the science is done, it's been decided, there shall be no debate. The debate is over. Well, anytime somebody says the debate is over and screams at you for still wanting to talk about it, you know it's not over. And Donald Trump, you know, whatever we would say about his politics, his brashness would be the way. You know,
Brask
is good, right? Is he sexist? Is he racist? All of these things that people are freaking about. The thing that I like the most about him is his willingness to speak out about his own personal observations, whether you agree with him or not. That says a guy who's not going on script, who's going off script from the beginning, or just throws out the script and just does what he wants. We want more of that. John Rappaport has written about that fact. Whether he is, for some who say he's secretly a plant to make sure Hillary Clinton becomes president or the Democrat becomes president, I don't know. I'm not behind the scenes on this one. But I will say what he has done. He's thrown a wrench in the vaccine ointment. And they're attacking him in the education section of the HuffPost, which should be called the indoctrination propaganda section of the HuffPost. This blog is by Bonnie Fuller, President and Editor-in-Chief, HollywoodLife.com. So you know she is a vaccine expert.
She's a Hollywood PhD.
What does she do, Bonnie Fuller? Her headline, Donald Trump and Vaccines, is he ready to be responsible for a children's epidemic? What is he going to be, typhoid Donald Trump? Because he's questioning the pace at which vaccines are given. See, all of these people who are not anti-vaccine, who have vaccinated their own children simply because they question the amount, the number, the frequency, when you do them, suddenly you're, you know, responsible for epidemics in the future.
Well, and I want to know, why is Bonnie Fuller writing this article? How many times have we seen these people come out against somebody like, for example, Jim Carrey, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Jim Carrey has an opinion on vaccines, but he's an actor. He's a comedian. He's not a doctor. He's not a PhD. He's not a scientist. So who is he to be qualified to speak on such issues? We should turn to somebody like Bonnie Fuller, What is Bonnie Fuller? Bonnie Fuller is an editor. She was a fashion editor.
Mm-hmm.
She got a BA, you know, which can stand for a lot of things at a university. Okay, a Bachelor of Arts. Well, there's no immunology. There's no medical training.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing in her background, yet she is qualified to speak on the fact that talking about vaccines on a debate is dangerous.
Right.
You know what's
dangerous
is a fashion editor going around telling people what they should and shouldn't think about vaccines. That's dangerous.
You know, why don't, when they needle and thread the fashion together, they vaccinate these fashionistas at the same time? Listen, I don't have a problem, honestly, with people commenting on it, whether they have PhDs or not. I like people that have perspectives, opinions. We might disagree with them, but we're not one to say the debate is over, stop it, right? I guess that's the point of the dissonance here on that side of the equation. She doesn't see that by attacking Donald Trump because he's not a doctor for commenting on vaccines, that she's doing the same thing she's criticizing Trump about. And he didn't back down. As I said, the CNN debate, they were just setting up Ben Carson to say, you just trash him. You just shut him down. Tell him he's wrong. Tell Donald Trump he should stop talking about vaccines. And even though Ben Carson said, well, the science says it's not linked, but he wouldn't tell Donald Trump to stop saying it. And in fact, what is even more shocking, and CNN just had to scurry and figure this thing out, when Ben Carson acknowledged what Trump said about too many too soon. I'm going to play that clip in just a moment. And when you hear what Carson says, then they scramble and go, well, what else do we do? Oh, there's another doctor on the bill. Let's ask Rand Paul, Dr. Paul. And you'll find out that he basically concurred, and they're in full-blown retreat mode. How do we deal with this? Now we have to attack a neurosurgeon, Ben Carson, and an ophthalmologist, Dr. Rand Paul, for saying what Donald Trump, totally unqualified to say. What do they say now? These other doctors are also unqualified? That's where they're going to go. They have to continue to heighten the attack against anybody with common sense on this issue to say, they've never tested these things for safety or efficacy in terms of the schedule that they claim the CDC came up with under guidelines pronounced by the American Academy of Pediatrics, the AAP, which never met a vaccine that it didn't like and want to inject into your child. Conflicts of interest galore, economic, these things behind the scenes that we reveal here regularly on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Why doesn't this HuffPo person consider that? Bonnie Fuller, president, editor-in-chief of Hollywood Life. Well, I can think of a number of reasons why, if we track down who's funding her, who's advertising on her blog or at HuffPo, we might be able to have a better insight. So, let's see, we got Trump saying, hey, what about the shot schedule? I'm not against vaccination, but the schedule's a little bit off, too much, too soon. Then they go to Ben Carson, then they go to Rand Paul. So let's give a listen to how CNN ended up putting its own foot in its mouth on this, because it didn't go the way they had planned.
But it is true that we are probably giving way too many in too short a period of time. And a lot of pediatricians now recognize that.
I'm also a little concerned about how they're bunched up. My kids had all of their vaccines. And even if the science doesn't say bunching up's a problem, I ought to have the right to spread my vaccines out a little bit at the very least.
Wow. Wow. Two physicians on that debate stage backed up what Donald Trump said. And Rand Paul, interesting, says, even if the science doesn't say, right? We always talk about make fun of the science says, right? But why is a doctor like Rand Paul, who you could say on some level he's had a lot of science to become a doctor, how dare he go against what the science says? But he says, even if the science doesn't say what I think it does, I ought to have the right to do it how I want to do it. And isn't that ultimately what the argument is that they want not to have happen? The argument about freedom versus tyranny? Because when you start pushing it back on those folks like the HuffPo editor or anybody else with economic conflicts of interest on this issue, and I think that's where we need to go, even though we can show a lot of scientific studies that provide an opportunity to consider, maybe there are dangers to vaccines. Because even when Ben Carson said, hey, there's some science here that Trump doesn't know about that shows there's no link, look at Paul Thorson, the guy who embezzled money from the CDC. He's an Interpol most wanted, top 10 most wanted guy. And he's the guy they're pointing to as the studies that prove there's no link between vaccines and autism. Now, can you imagine if Trump or even I referenced science by a doctor, a PhD researcher, who embezzled $1 million from the CDC and is on the lam from Interpol as the source for why we say vaccines cause autism? You'd think they'd have an absolute field day 24/7. This international criminal has done science that is fraudulent. But because he's saying something that they want him to say, that they paid him to say, they ignore it completely. It's like the guy doesn't exist. What about Paul Thorsen, the guy that's in Interpol, most wanted? He's the guy behind the vaccine study that says there's no link. Crickets. Crickets. And so when you want fairness in media, don't look to any of these pharmaceutically conflicted, I'd almost call them media agencies, because they're subsets, for instance, of CIA propaganda on some level, whether it was Time Magazine or now CNN, MSNBC, even Fox. Yes, the beloved Fox, who I've appeared on. A lot of corruption there. Yet, well, occasionally you'll get some good stories out of Fox, and we'll talk about one about homeopathy in a little while as well. We got Stephen Huer coming up talking detoxification next hour, liver health, which is going to be awesome. But remember Sanjay Gupta, Superdon? Because we sort of like him sometimes, particularly on cannabis. He's done some good work on CBD cannabis for all kinds of things, and he did a mea culpa. But they trotted him out to counteract what Trump had said, what Ben Carson had said, what Rand Paul had said. Basically, if you thought that Sanjay Gupta had a full-on integrity because of his stance on cannabis, think again. He's still a paid shill. And he mentioned those studies as well that Paul Thorsen was behind and the CDC paid for. And this criminal science, as it's come to be known, is the basis for which a neurosurgeon, another neurosurgeon, right? Sanjay Gupta has basically said, yep, the vaccines have been exonerated. It doesn't matter how many degrees you have. If the money's flowing your way and you're willing to sell out your soul to maintain your position of authority and power, you're going to work for CNN. You're going to work for MSNBC, GE, and even Fox News in many cases, with rare exception. So we got lots more healing to go. Homeopathy on tap. Yes, get out the skeptics and they can say, woo, woo, woo. should you give homeopathic medicines for your baby? What are the 21 reasons that you will live longer than your friends? And what about unsupervised teens and the use of alcohol and drugs? More after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
A Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Scott Belcher. Super Don, you had a fun interaction with a skeptic on Twitter. Well, actually, not you. Hoofnagel, a science cat, did.
Right. Let's get that right. Let's make the correction.
You were the handler of Hoofnagel, a science cat. It reminds me because, you know, as a homeopath, I utilize homeopathic medicines. But as you know from being with me on this show for years and years and years, this is not a show about homeopathy. It's just one of the many things that we do here. And in order for me to be well, I had to do more than just homeopathy. I had to eat well. I had to clean my diet. I had to detox my liver. I had to take minerals from whole food sources. And so I guess you could say I'm not a honomaniac. You know, it is Samuel Hahnemann is the founder of homeopathy, and he wrote down some specific rules and things, and some people go dogmatic wild with the original words of Hahnemann. You know, and I even went to Hahnemann's later years and saw what he did in Paris, and it changed, and I realized this guy was pragmatic. He wasn't dogmatic. And yet, your exchange with a skeptic who was accusing me of not being a homeopath, Hoofnagel, thank you, yes. being with a skeptic saying, how can you support the use of silver hydrosol? Because that's not homeopathy.
Yeah, this guy, he calls himself B-rational, and he's anything but rational. And it's interesting because you guys were having this exchange about the use of silver as an antibiotic, and he wanted to correct you to make sure that you were claiming that it was an antiseptic, not an antibiotic. But you know what? In the article, it was referred to as an antimicrobial. So,
well, that's what I referenced it as. And NASA's use of it to purify water was the point.
Whatever. Yeah. And so it's like you guys are going back and forth, and it finally hit a point where he had nowhere to go. So then he goes, silver isn't homeopathic anyway, is it? And it was just like, okay, here we go. Here's B Rational. This guy, you know, gets a Woody for, you know, homeopathy. He just can't help himself. He's got to talk about it. And, yeah, you know, it's funny because he was trying to pin you down as going outside of the principles and the, quote, laws that Hahnemann put forth about homeopathy by going in talking about silver.
Right.
And the funny thing about B. Rational is he claims to be a skeptic, but he needs to work more on being more skeptical, you know, because what he did is he threw something out there called a loaded question. Okay, and this is something, these guys pride themselves on logical fallacies. They make it a game where it's like, try and find the logical fallacy in the puzzle type thing. And, you know, listen, a loaded question, this is Skeptic 101. This guy thinks he's a skeptic, but listen, if you ask a question and it has an assumption built into it so that it can't be answered without appearing guilty, that's called a loaded question. That's a logical fallacy.
We don't fall for that, though.
No, we don't. And listen, here's the funny thing, okay? You, as a homeopath, by looking at other things, looking at other theories, testing other things out, and coming to other conclusions makes you more of a skeptic and more of a scientist than these guys that are trying to put you in a box and say, you can only think this and you can only believe this. That's what science is about. It's about putting a theory out, testing it, and then coming to another conclusion and learning other things. That's what it's about. That's what a skeptic is supposed to be. So congratulations, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh, no.
You are more of a skeptic than B. Rational is.
Than the skeptics. Well, when the skeptics get together, you can hear how scientific they are, because anytime the word homeopathy is mentioned, this is what you will hear them say.
Woo! Woo!
Woo!
Woo!
They sound so rational. Anyway,
they are
back
not
to
skeptics.
Fox News.
They are not
should
skeptics.
You,
they come to a conclusion.
Yeah.
They try and debunk you. They are not a skeptic. They are a pseudo-skeptic. That's the definition. Okay,
they're
I'm
a douche canoe, as you call them. Should you use homeopathic medicine for your baby? Fox News has put this out. It's actually a neutral to positive story on homeopathic medicine. But it really is shockingly small, the percentage of kids, babies, that are being given homeopathic remedies in America. As of 2012, according to this, 1.8, less than 2% of children in the U.S. used homeopathy. I guess my kids were 1%, and everybody else was 1.8%. And this was a survey conducted by CDC. Homeopathy is a complementary medicine. They go into the 200 years old and on and on and on. But the only thing they can criticize it for, remember this? Well, if you use it, and you should have had medical intervention. Of course, who gets to define what medical intervention is and how dangerous is the medical intervention? The question is, should you be free to choose as a mom and a dad? We don't throw out any bathwater here unless it's toxic and filled with drugs, but we wouldn't deny you if you want to dive in. That's your choice. But here we go. More freedom on the Robert Scott Bell Show after we come back. Live long and prosper.
Live around the world.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to VanishingCash.com. Again, that's VanishingCash.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Whey is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
You want to call in? You can do so. Even skeptics, pseudo-skeptics can call in if they'd like. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Should you use homeopathic medicine for your baby? Yeah, absolutely. They admit it. It doesn't hurt, but they do say if you do too much of it, you might prove the remedy, which is bizarre because if they are so, let's say, molecular reductionistic in their viewpoint, there's no molecules or hardly any, so it shouldn't be able to do anything. So it's interesting what they acknowledge in that Fox News article. They'll be up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including links eventually to Stephen Huer, our good buddy from Synergistic Nutrition. What are we going to talk about? Detoxification. you know, the One World Way, the new version. It's awesome. We're loving it. I just had some in my smoothie this morning. In fact, it came in from the yard. Almost didn't want to come in for the show, Super Don. I love to do the show, but, man, do I love to be out in the sunshine and in the dirt. And it took me about 15 minutes just to clean up the dirt under my fingernails just so I could be decent enough to do the show together with you. I want to get dirt on you.
I know you've been doing a lot of digging. Have you reached China yet? I'm wondering.
No, not even Chinese chicken. No, I have not.
No.
The holes I dig, are, you know, some of them are deeper than others, but they don't go that deep. All right.
I would strike water here.
Okay. Yeah, I'd be carried down on an underground river, which I'm sure the skeptics wouldn't mind at all. let's see. What do we got? 21 reasons you'll live longer than your friends. Longevity. I said live long and prosper. I did a Spock thing on the way out last week. It was about this. 21 reasons you'll live longer than your friends. And it's like, I don't know if this is a nana-nana-nana kind of statement when they say it this way. But I guess they're just doing a cross comparison in a general way. They say that married people tend to live longer. A 2013 study by Duke University Medical Center. I just think if you're happy and you know, satisfied with your relationships, that'd be okay, whether you're married or not. But again, this says you're married, you live longer. You don't stress. I don't know. Do you know anybody that doesn't stress? I haven't met that person.
I know people who stress more than others, but I think everybody stresses at some point.
A little bit. I mean, it's just life, you know. Not all stress is bad stress either, but there are positive stress, like exercise is stress, but it's positive. But a 2015 study, researchers at UC San Francisco discovered that women who are under chronic stress have lower levels of Clotho, a hormone that promotes brain and body health and regulates the aging process. I've never heard of Clotho, K-L-O-T-H-O. It sounds something out of, like, the Superman comic book. Anyway, I would say CBD is your answer there. What do we got as far as CBD? Cannabis.com. Get 15% off all their products. RSV-15. That'll reduce your stress or how you interact with stress. If you look young, this is interesting. Remember, did Billy Crystal, did this guy, it's better to look good than to feel good?
That's correct, yes.
I forget which character
that
he
was. That was like Ferdinand or Fran.
Yeah. Yes, darling, it's better to look good than to feel good. Right. But if you look young, it says that you're likely to live longer. They did a study on twins, and they said the one who looked older died earlier than the one who looked younger. And stress manifests physically. It does. It's amazing, though. Some people will look good through a lot of things, and you don't know how it's possible. So there's probably always exceptions to every one of these things, but it's an interesting thing. You're not alone. You're not alone is one of the statements here. They're the reason, a big reason, that you live a long and healthy life. Brigham Young University people discovered that social isolation and loneliness can be as life-threatening as obesity. I guess that's why marriage is good, because technically you're not alone at that point. You have someone to lean on. This one's good. I like this one. You've traded white bread for whole grains. White bread for whole grains. I mean, that's almost a thing you're not allowed to say, because so much of the food of the 20th and 21st century has been ripped apart and refined. But they're talking about wheat, barley, and rye. Whole grains like these deliver essential nutrients that have life-lengthening benefits. And I agree, although as long as it's not soaked with glyphosate. That's the thing they didn't mention here. But whole grains include chromium, one of the normal constituents of a whole grain that has been ripped apart and no longer has it. Chromium critical for sugar metabolism and a lot of other things. You know the value of a short run. Even if you've never trained for a marathon and don't exactly live in the gym, you may outlive folks that do so because you jog a little bit. Right? We talked about not overdoing it. And if you do overdo it, make sure that you can repair. Give the body what it needs to repair and build from that amount of stress, physical stress, that it can be depleting. And this study was published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology. And fitness is one thing, but extreme fitness without understanding how to do it. Who is our friend that does those 100-mile marathon thingies? Remember her? And we talked to her about that issue, about, you know, you can't be ignorant if you do those intense kind of trainings about nutrition, because I'm not saying you can't do those intense things, but you really, really have to work hard in replenishing that which your body is going to use. So, this one's a good one.
Sorry.
That's all right. I know you're busy. I'm just going through this list. I find it interesting. You're going to live longer than your friends because you are a social butterfly. social butterfly. So
you interact with people, you aren't a hermit.
Yeah. 2010 meta-analysis published in PLOS One indicates that social isolation is a detriment to our health. I feel like I'm a social non-butterfly. We don't ever go out. We just kind of hang out and do nothing.
Are you kidding me, dude?
What?
You're on the radio right now. Yeah, you travel all the time. You're going to shows, doing lectures.
That counts.
Whatever.
I'm just a little awkward in social situations. That's all.
That's all in your head.
By the way, October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th in Dallas, Texas, speaking of being a social butterfly, I hope you'll come out and be a social butterfly with me at a special event about homeoprophylaxis. Homeoprophylaxis, have you heard about this? It is basically utilizing homeopathic medicine, sorry, you skeptics, to prevent disease instead of vaccination. Did he say that? Yes, he did. Do you have the freedom to know about it? Some people would not like you to know about it. Certainly, if they let you know about it, they don't want you to act on it. But we're going to talk about it with doctors and scientists from all over the world coming to Dallas, Texas, the 2nd through the 4th of October. Homeoprophylaxis, a worldwide choice for disease prevention. And I'll be doing the keynote Friday evening. And we'll be there broadcasting. It'll be awesome. I want to see you there. And we'll have, I think Paul said he may be coming with me. So we'll have some Echo Water there for everybody to try, too, if you haven't tried the molecular hydrogen. And then later in October, to be more of a social butterfly, must be taking this story to heart, United States Health Freedom Congress, October 18th, 19th, and 20th, and that is in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And we have those both linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Thanks to Op-Ed for putting those together so quickly. So that is going to be awesome. So, yeah, you're right. I guess I am a bit of a social butterfly occasionally.
You just, you know what, you are a very humble man, and so you have a tendency to do this, where it's just like, oh, I'm just, you know, just a little, yeah. No, you are a monolith in Health Talk Radio, so you just can't say that yourself. But it's
Liam says I have groupies that I leave disappointed everywhere I go. I don't know about that.
You do have groupies, he's right.
But you have. Remember, you have groupies too, Super Don. So it's not just me. There, you got your radio boyfriend for many.
See what you're doing right now, Mr. Humble Talk Radio Host has to sit there and share the groupies with Super Don. So
yeah. I'm a horrible rock star. By the way, speaking of Liam, we've got Dr. T coming up. I think Tuesday we'll have that. He's a medical doctor from Israel, but we're going to talk about skin issues. We haven't done that in a while, and I'm looking forward to that interview. A lot of great information coming out this week. Also, the whistleblower for Merck, what's her name? Brandy Vaughn, we've got scheduled as well. And I think we've got another big guest that we're working on getting on board, too. So keep checking us out, robertscottbell.com. Sign up for email alerts. Occasionally I send those out. Let's see, anything else? You have a higher sense of purpose that helps you to live longer, right? You're conscientious. Let's see, you aren't obese. You drink alcohol, but just a little bit. Well, the most alcohol I get is from a fake beer, which I think is less than 0.5% alcohol. I may have one today.
Ooh, party animal.
Yeah. You get the right amount of sleep. You eat some fish, it says. You lift weights. I was lifting some shovels of weights today. You had a child later in life. Yeah. You took care of those cataracts. I don't have those. Your dad was a little older. Well, we don't have that. You never smoked. That's true. I never did. But you can recover from smoking. We've talked about that. And the fundamental bottom line at the end of the day here is you're spiritual. You're spiritual. You're spiritual. And we're not talking about a denomination, but you're spiritual. You have a deep sense of spirit and connection to a higher purpose. And
there's
I agree with that completely.
Between spiritual and religious.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're not asking for permission where it's not required.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, we do have a question of the day coming through from Eugenia, or she goes by Jenny or Jeannie. What advice can you give someone on a very limited income and Medicaid who wants to find a way to get better with homeopathy instead of prescription drugs that they have had to take since at least 2001? Oh, my gosh. Super Don, you should handle this one. I mean, this is I detect sincerity here. I don't detect a trap question here from Eugenia. But if you're on drugs because you're on Medicaid,
I think first off, the reason why you're even having to battle against having to use drugs instead of homeopathy is the fact that you're on Medicaid. I mean, Medicaid is like, oh yeah, that's what it's all about, is drugs and prescription benefits.
Right, Part D, all of that, Medicare Part D as well.
Yeah.
You know, everything about the system that breeds dependency takes our American citizenry and makes them drug addicts on purpose. And, of course, Big Pharma gets the benefit more than anyone, and that if they're not taking their own drugs, they're getting some cash.
And listen, I mean, this question, you really kind of need some more details here, because what prescription drugs are we talking about? What are the prescription drugs being prescribed for? What are the underlying causes of the need for the prescription drugs?
Yeah. And it might be
lots of ways. I mean, this is a huge question.
By the way, I apologize. Eugenia or Jenny or Jeannie, it could be a man. I just don't know. It's an interesting name. But I will say this. Read the book Unlock the Power to Heal by TMB and RSV. We got together and we put together a comprehensive overview so that you could see what it takes to get well and stay well. And as far as homeopathy, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of books. And I haven't written one specific to that yet, but I will. That will help you there. And homeopathy is the least expensive of all the natural medicines. So even if you get a kit of single remedies to deal with common ailments, that could help. But the complexes we talk about from King Bio, they're not that expensive relative to a lot of things on the market. All right, when we come back, we got a moment of duh about teenagers.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
With the many stock market ups and downs over these last few weeks, many people are asking themselves, are they doing the right thing? Do they have the right financial plan in place? Here's the real question. You should be asking yourself, do you have the right financial professional in place? Well, my friend Rocky DeFrancisco, attorney and founder of the Wealth Preservation Institute, has authored a new book called Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them and How to Avoid Them. In this book, you'll identify financial planners who are forbidden by their broker-dealers from giving you the best advice. You'll understand why most CPAs, EAs, and accountants don't even provide proactive advice to help you save for your taxes. And, of course, you're going to identify insurance agents who are forbidden from selling you the best products available in the marketplace. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. It's only your retirement dollars. And for a limited time, we're going to give you the free ebook version of this book, Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them, How to Avoid Them. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take control of your financial lives today.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say-Off Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit. Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Great gobs of gratitude for all our wonderful sponsors making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. 2 hours a day, not just today, but five additional days of the week, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 Eastern. And you can take and delay it wherever you are. All our radio affiliates across the land carrying the show on the weekend. We got the beginnings of the week just warming up for the rest of the week. And, of course, you can listen to archives at GCN or Syndicator, NationalNewsRadio.com, and other areas. And we'll keep at it, shall we? Yes, we're not going to stop now. But we are going to get into another interesting study before I bring on the moment of duh. We've talked about the danger of standing, the danger of sitting, the danger of sitting and standing. It's crazy. What is it that we can do? Right? All of these different stories and articles and scientific revelations about, we know that sitting too long is not good. Then they say standing too long is not good. So what are you supposed to do? Sit, stand, sit, stand. Lots of squatting. Well, it turns out there's another problem. Napping. Now you can't nap. I know. Gosh, where's my nap now? Listen, have you ever... napping is something kids love to do and old people love to do. Why? Because they're tired. But... right. I'm looking at this study, and the first thing that occurred to me, and they say study finds link between diabetes and napping, which is the reason why they say napping's not good, as if napping causes diabetes. It's nonsense. It was so obvious from the moment I saw it. It's like, dude, if you have blood sugar issues, problems of regulating your own energy levels of blood sugar, you're going to nap. The napping didn't cause you to have diabetes. You were probably hypoglycemic. You were crashing out and just, I got nothing. I'm laying down. I'm done. It's kind of like eating a large meal, Thanksgiving. They always say it's the tryptophan, but it's really just the overwhelming burden on your GI system, causing all the blood flow from your movement system, somatic system and such. It goes to, the organs, not the locomotor kind of concepts and context. And so you go crash out and have a nap while you're watching the game. So perspective is in order. I don't know that they are actually saying, no, they're actually saying the analysis showed there was no adverse link between short naps of about 40 minutes a day and type 2 diabetes. But again, the whole link between diabetes and naps.
And they get all lost in all this scientific, well, there, causality and blah, blah, blah. And,
right.
But perhaps there's a reverse causality of taking naps. And
Shut up.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like some people take naps because they're tired. Could it mean that they've got, you know, maybe what they call pre-diabetes or maybe even full-blown diabetes? Sure, it could. But do we need a study? I mean, it's like, yeah, your blood sugar goes high, does this, goes low, does this. We all know this. Where is this
bloody
money
chromium.
Going?
You need chromium. Yes. Send me some chromium. You'll be all right. 100 micrograms three times a day. And you'll break that cycle. You may not even need the nap. Now, if you want a nap, that's a different story. But you won't need the nap. Go to JonathanChooseToBeHealthy.com. Again, all of our sponsors are linked up. There are banners in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. There's even a deal on the fulvic acid, a liquid spray we talked about with Doc Newsom on Friday's show. And you want to get a hold of that, three bottles, $20 off. Limited time only. That's in the show notes. Check it out, drnewsom.com. But right now, if you have teenagers, you know that it's time for some serious science to figure them out.
Moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh brought to you by the Association of Freedom for Teenagers. Don't look, Mom. Unsupervised teens are more likely to use tobacco, cannabis, and alcohol. And we were under the impression that they were only doing it when we were watching. Talk about who needs a study. Oh, my. You know, the studiers need the study. They need to be paid to do stuff like this. Were they surprised by this? That when you're not watching your teenagers, they're more likely to do the things you don't want them to do. Now, I'm not a totalitarian. You want your teenagers to have experiences and grow up and learn, but we're not telling you to drop them off in the middle of crack heaven, you know, or hell, you know what I'm saying, in the middle of a town where all they can do is get drugs. And by the way, interestingly enough, I caught this movie, Kill the Messenger. Did you see this? About the Gary Webb, the guy who revealed that the CIA was running drugs to support the war.
Oh, I heard about that. I haven't seen it, no.
A pretty intense movie, but again, here you go. Moments of duh never cease to amaze us all. Listen, when we get back, we're going to fill in the duh blanks about the liver. How are we going to detoxify? Comprehensive discussion with Stephen Huer. One World Way, that's going to be part of it, but there's a whole lot more, folks. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.